China has responded. Beijing announced this morning that it's raising tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. imports. Trade talks between China and the U.S. broke down on Friday after President Trump let loose his own volley of new taxes on Chinese goods. The president defended his escalation of the trade war on Twitter today, saying the Chinese will be hurt very badly if they don't make a deal. But yesterday, his own economic advisor said both sides would pay. NPR White House correspondent Aisha Roscoe joins us now. Hi, Aisha.
Hello.
So as we said, this is part of ongoing trade talks. Last week, the president accusing China of backing away from agreements, raising tariffs to 25% from zero on some goods to 25% from 10 on some other goods, making American companies, presumably consumers, pay more for importing those Chinese goods into this country. This morning, China retaliates, raising tariffs on goods sold to China from America. The president holding his ground, claiming that this trade war actually boosted the U.S. economy last quarter. What's been the reaction today?
Well, I think right now the president is making this argument that basically that the tariffs are helping, and not only that, and that they're not really affecting U.S. consumers, or at the very least that their impacts are can be avoided by simply making products in the U.S. or places other than China. Of course, the issue with that is that with product chains and things like that, it's not that easy to just move products around. And also when you have these situations where China is maybe dominating the production of a product, then that doesn't mean that U.S. producers then lower their prices just because they went up in China or went up on Chinese products. Sometimes producers will all raise their prices. So basically what you have is economists are saying that these tariffs are costing U.S. consumers and that they are paying a price. There was a study that even before this latest increase in tariffs that found that U.S. consumers were paying more than $1.4 billion a month due to these tariffs. So that is the issue that the White House is kind of grappling with right now.
Well, there seemed to be a rift within the White House over this because his own economic advisor acknowledged as much yesterday. Let's listen to Larry Kudlow, the president's chief economic advisor, speaking with Fox News Sunday's Chris Wallace and acknowledging that the American consumer does bear some of the burden of this trade war.
Both sides will pay in these things. And of course, it depends.
If it's a tariff on goods coming into the country, the Chinese aren't paying.
No, but the Chinese will suffer GDP losses and so forth with respect to a diminishing export market and goods that they may need for their own.
I understand that, but the president says China doesn't. China it pays the tariffs. They may suffer consequences, but it's U.S. businesses and U.S. consumers who pay. Correct?
Yes, to some extent. I don't disagree with that. Again, both sides will suffer on this.
Well, and again, today, this morning, the president tweeting out, there's no reason for U.S. consumers to pay the tariff if they buy from, as you said, a non-tariffed country or buy U.S. goods. That's the way to go. But as you've said, that's not that easy. So what do we make of this, what seems like a disagreement between Trump and Kudlow?
Well, and in this administration, it's not really unusual for the president to be saying one thing and his advisors to be saying something else. What Trump seems to be trying to do is make this argument that there isn't a price to be paid for the tariffs. I think it may be because the economy is obviously very important to him. It's very important to his reelection, and he doesn't want to be seen as hurting U.S. consumers. But economists just don't agree with that. And I think what Kudlow was trying to make this argument, he was trying to kind of thread the needle and say that the U.S. economy is strong, and yes, there are impacts, but it can withstand these impacts, and that ultimately what they are trying to do on trade will be worth it, even though there are these kind of negative impacts right now. I think that's the argument that Kudlow is trying to make. That's not exactly the argument that Trump is making. He's trying to say there is no cost, even right now.
Just in the minute that we have, we're going to take this next topic up quite a bit in a little bit. But the president meeting today with the prime minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban, a nationalist, far-right leader. He's limited press freedoms, packed courts, made controversial comments about migrants. What is the president's goal here?
Well, I mean, the president, when he looks at these leaders going around the world, President Trump has been known to kind of embrace leaders, even if they are not as democratic. And he is looking at it as building relationships. And he, of course, is operating on this idea of America first, and that we don't want to tell other people how to run their countries. That has led to him embracing people like North Korea's Kim Jong-un. And obviously, he's even had nice things to say about Russian President Vladimir Putin. So this is kind of par for the course in the way that President Trump has went about his foreign policy.
We're going to give it some breathing room in a couple of minutes. Thank you, NPR White House reporter Aisha Roscoe.
Thank you.